Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, if I were to have a party, would you like to come?
No.
No, okay, good enough.
But, you know, I don't want to sound rude or anything, but, you know, if there's a lot of people I don't know, I'll be doing Grease Man shtick all night long.
No, you won't, if they don't know you.
They'll know me. What am I going to do, lie? What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm in advertising.
Seriously, you can lie.
I can't lie. Somebody, there's always one schlemazel in the crowd that recognizes me.
Hey, you can mingle with all these yukes, you know?
I don't want to mingle.
Why?
Hey, you have a party, you invite me and me alone.
You alone?
That's right.
Well, I don't know. See, my brother might get in the way here, so.
Your brother?
Yeah, he got a job down here, so he's staying with me temporarily.
Oh, all right. Well, what is he? He don't sleep in your bedroom, does he?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, then?
Honestly, how can you say something like that?
Well, then you said he'd get in the way. I can't figure out how he'd get in the way unless he was there in the bed between us.
A small apartment, you know.
So what? So we go in your bedroom, we shut the door. Bingo. End of problem.
I don't have a door in my bedroom.
Well, then your brother will just damn well better not look. He's not a voyeur, is he?
Not that I know of.
All right, then. What's the problem?
Boy, you think things are just so simple.
Things are simple. I don't know why people have to complicate everything in life. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that your brother's there. I'm glad that your brother's there, because that way in Mid-Hubba-the-Gee, if I get hot and tired and thirsty, there'll be somebody to bring me a beer.
Hey, when it comes to crazy, this man wrote a book, and he'll be signing autographs immediately after the show. Grease Man on DC 101.